Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined us, Coffee Talks is a short in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices.
And if you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if you can share your name or if you prefer us not to. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit. And if like typing up a long email is just not your jam and you are one of those people who love to leave voice notes for all of your friends, you can actually leave us a little voicemail and we can play that on one of these episodes. And you can leave us your ghost stories and stuff like that on there. There is a 3-minute time, but if you run out of minutes, just call us right back and we will piece it all together. The number is 351-207-0799.
And as a reminder, if you are in the Chicago, the greater Chicago area, Maria and I are going to be headlining at the Windy City ParaFest, which is going to be June 12th through 15th. It is going to be linked in our bio, and we really would love to see you there. We hope to see you. We're super jazzed. We're going to have a booth. We're going to be on the main stage doing a live episode. It's going to be really fun. So,
yeah.
Get out there. Come hang out with us. Come see. It's going to be Sarah Frank.
So much fun.
So last week we listened to stories because obviously my voice was bumped up. I'm starting to feel a lot better. If we've got this on YouTube, you might be able to see that I've got my office set up.
And it's so cute.
She is just a girl. And this week we're just going to kind of chat and talk about some stuff going on. Maria, do you want to tell them the headline news that is shocking the both of us right now?
Yeah. So actually in South Carolina, if you don't know that, know where I live in South Carolina. But apparently like in Pickens, South Carolina at a like, you know how we have like festivals or like we... not festivals, but like have some witches have like booths at like farmers markets and stuff and they sell their wares and stuff. Well, apparently a booth in Pickens, South Carolina was targeted by a religious group and we're literally told we shall not suffer a witch to live. And it's like, it's so insane. It's so insane. But it, they're all coming from like a church. Where was it?
We know what the church is called.
For the church name. Yeah, it's the Christian Fellowship.
It's like literally so crazy to me.
Yeah,
like,
Stillwater Christian Fellowship.
It is with the pastor Barry Vaughn is the person's name who's like kind of headlining this entire thing, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Listen, the America, if you're not in America, I'm sure you guys are like looking at in and being like, what the fuck is going on over there?
Hey, us too.
But when I tell you that those of us who live here are also suffering in this, like, what in the fuck is going on? And I saw a meme that like really summed it up well for me, which was if I have to live in 1940s America, I want 1940s drugs. And I feel like if I am supposed to be living like this, give me Quaaludes. Give it to me, Rachel. Please.
No, it's like, I don't know. Like, it's hard being over here because I feel like we're so like, yes, we have people in the middle, but I feel like the middle is really, really small compared to who is on like one side and the other side. And it's just
I totally disagree.
You think the middle's big?
I think the middle is big. I think that they're just quiet. I think that the middle is like where, at least, and this is the problem. You and I live in two extremely different states. You're in like the deep south. I'm in California. And so in California, my experience has been that the middle is actually pretty big. So the people that are like indifferent.
Just don't care.
All privileged white people that are like, they aren't, you know, bigoted per se. But they also are living in a bubble where it's like, well, it doesn't affect me, so let's just see what like happens, right?
Yeah, as soon as it starts affecting them, they're like, oh my god. Right. Oh,
can
my
you
gosh.
Believe it? but the two ends in California of like the racism or the like, you know, oppressed are very loud. So, and which, you know, I'm not saying it makes sense, but it does make sense, right? That the people that are being oppressed are being very loud about, hey, what the heck? And the people that are racist right now are feeling empowered and emboldened by the government to be fucking loud. So it makes sense. Like, even if it's bad, it makes sense. So I do think the middle is actually pretty big, and it's very much giving that quote of like, the first they came for this person, then they came for this person, and then they came for me, and there's nobody left. And I just think it's really interesting. To me, it's been very, very interesting seeing it play out. But moments like this, where you've got these "we shouldn't suffer, which to live," is very fascinating.
Actually,
not good.
I think it's really crazy. Like, I was watching, you know, TikTok as one does, and browsing
as one does.
Just a girl. Just how a lot of evangelists are like, you know what they want, right? They want the end of times. Like, they literally want to happen to happen.
That's their entire doctrine.
Yeah.
That's their whole fucking thing.
You realize trying to usher it in means you're going to hell. Like, you're doing all this bad stuff. You're not going to be raised up by your belief standards. You will still go to hell because you are committing all these
sins.
It's
really interesting. I went out to lunch with one of our Discord members, Kitty.
I'm so jealous. I love Kitty.
Love you so much, Angel. And I went out to lunch with her, which was amazing. And I have been trying. Like, we went on that road trip. I tried to stop and see as many people as we could that have been, like, long-time Discord members. And I did. We got to meet three people. Yeah, three people. And then I got to hang out with Kitty this last week. And Kitty was talking to me because she was raised fundamentalist, which is so removed from how I was raised, because I was raised Catholic, and we were kind of just talking about the comparisons of that stuff. And I do think that it's really interesting, like, hearing her talk about her comparisons of her childhood growing up to mine, and how many of her comparisons seem to be what they're like, the royal they, the other, is trying to almost usher in. It's been very interesting. It's interesting. Yeah. Like, obviously scary. Scary interesting, but interesting nonetheless. Like, it's one of those things where I'm like, huh.
Yeah. I feel like we have two groups. The people who are trying to usher in the end of times, and then the other people, the rich, super ultra rich, who are trying to, you know, just take advantage of everything. Like, they literally want to go back to the days of like slave labor and stuff
like that. Did you see that Trump announced that they're making a new green card that's called the gold card?
Yes. So stupid. It makes me so angry, because someone literally at that meeting was like, does this mean Russian oligarchs can get it? And he was like, yeah, I know some great ones. And it's like, do you guys not hear this? Do you not hear the words that are coming out of his mouth?
Like, I did not see that part of the interview. That's
why is everyone okay with this? It's so insane. It's so insane
Maria,
to me.
Maria, my price of eggs.
Mm-hmm. Which are supposed to even store
going to he's going to save the egg prices. Fucking unreal.
It is. It is.
And did you see that the Medicaid also got, they cut some of the funding for it, and people are now starting to freak out because, rightfully so, because like diabetes medication has been removed from it. Mm-hmm. And so people who were paying previously $5 a month for their diabetic medication is now $80 a month.
Yeah, and then that whole bill they're trying to pass through the House. Well, they did pass through the House. Now it's going to go, you know, higher. And where they're cutting, they want to cut, like, look at Medicaid and cut even more. And they want to go and cut, like, all these programs, like SNAP and stuff like that.
Here's what I find really, really fascinating. And also, I would like to preface that if you're listening to this right now and your first thought is, I don't want to hear about politics. Here's the dealio. Politics affect us all. While, yes, we are a witchcraft podcast, guess what? This is a coffee talk. You don't like it? Turn it off. what I find really fascinating about a lot of this is that the majority of the American budget funding goes to, I looked at a chart of it. So, like, the biggest export of our finances actually goes to us giving money to other countries. And then after that comes like the military. Why are we not cutting our budget off? It's like, if we're so dire for money that we cannot continue to like fund elderly care, children getting food at lunch, if we cannot feed our own people and take care of our own people, why are we not cutting the budget to like foreign aid or I don't know, the genocide that we're doing currently in Palestine?
Well,
I don't know.
Like the federal aid to like funding other countries are like, it's actually not too bad besides us like pushing money like for war and stuff. So that's technically spending.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of nuance to it. I'm saying a very like broad brush here. So do take that with a grain of salt, what I just said. Yeah. It is very broad brush. But it is like a huge chunk of our money goes to military shit, like trillions of dollars.
Well,
what if we were to just take $1 trillion of it and give it to children who need food?
Well, that's the thing. Like, they're going to cut defense spending, but they're going to cut it where it hurts service members. Like, they're going to cut their housing. They're going to cut like how they can shop, like at the BX and at the commissary. Yeah. So this is a military brat, and they're not going to cut where it matters. There is so much military waste. Like when it comes to them buying tanks, and they buy so many tanks that they just sit in lots and they rust and they're just pieces of crap.
Right.
At the point when they do get to use them. And it's just because they have all these
sending money
with oligarchs.
Why are we sending the money to fucking genocides?
Yeah. Well,
what if we were to just not fund a genocide? What if instead of funding a genocide, we gave children food at lunch?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's just
silly.
They're not cutting where they need to. They're still going to be putting more money to like their contracts, even though they don't utilize what these contracts are for. They just
like
want to be able to keep them
level
on their payroll.
Like on a super objective level, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is fascinating. Like if this was a book and not like real life, like if this was in a novel, I would read that novel and I would be so like hard to put it down. But like actually living this, it's like, oh, this is so scary.
It really is. Like I feel
this is actually so very scary.
I feel like especially so many people's like nervous systems are like shot at this point. And it's like,
yeah,
there's nothing you can do about it. You have to to remain informed. And then you also have to deal with like everyday stuff. And then if you're like chronically ill, you're disabled and like all these other things, like just that like extra stress, that extra worry, like your body is like literally falling apart. Because, you know, we're not meant to carry this much stress at all. And I don't know. Like, I feel for everybody who's struggling right now.
It's a lot. It's really a lot.
It is a lot.
It has been really, like I said, if this was a novel, I would eat that novel up. But living it is so
like, I hope it never happens. It would really suck if this happens. You know what's really interesting
is that I was literally just talking with my partner, my husband, and my friends, literally yesterday, our real life friends, about how I was considering opening up my tarot readings to like in-person readings. Mm-hmm. We live off of the PCT trail. And like one of my friends is like, what if you did it for PCT hikers? Like, wouldn't that be so fun? And I'm like, yeah, that would be really fun. Like, and now learning this news of thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. I'm like, maybe not. Perhaps not. Perhaps that actually would not be fun.
I think where you are at, you're probably fine, honestly.
Right, but where I'm at, probably fine if I had locals here reading. Mm-hmm. But having PCT hikers who come from all over.
Oh, it frustrates me. Oh, that makes me so angry because, like, the whole them, like, slashing the stuff for national parks, which our national parks are so important. They're so important.
So important. They're so important.
And all these conservative people go visit them all the time. All the time.
Like, I love national parks. Mm-hmm. We go to national, like, it, and not only that, the amount of people that are losing their jobs, that their entire job is preserving America. And this is the thing that I think that people are not realizing is that a part of our national park system is preserving the biodiversity, the beauty, part of what makes Manifest Destiny and Lewis and Clark adventures like a thing. Adventures. Mm-hmm. Them colonizing where I'm prefacing here, so please take that with a grain of salt, but part of what makes America America is our national parks. They're beautiful, they're amazing, they're a huge part of our culture
and important to like conserving like ecosystems and having like set places where they can't walk and, they and can't take, drill.
And when we take things like what you think of when you think of a blue-collar conservative, blue-collar Republican, they tend to do things that more liberal people don't do. Again, big, broad brush here, which is stuff like fishing and hunting. Well, those sort of things are possible because national parks are preserved, that they keep your local ecosystem thriving. So that way you can do things like hunting and fishing.
Yeah. Especially down here in the South, like going to national parks and stuff like that is a huge thing. Like, you know, they pack up and they go camping and it's just like, I know these people. They're going to go to these places this summer and they're going to be like, why aren't you open?
What the heck?
Why isn't this trail open? Why is like all of this like falling apart?
Nobody's preserving it.
And then there'll be Karens and stuff about it and start like shouting at the workers who are already stretched so thin. Like it just, I can't imagine just like, it's all, you know, they voted for the stuff due to their hate, their ignorance and stuff like that. Like, yeah, there is a bunch of people who voted and they were just like, oh, I just voted because, you know, I'm Republican. I don't really care about him. Like, in
they do party line voting.
Yeah. But these people who voted for hate, they're not going to realize how much like their stuff is going to impact them until everything starts rolling out, which really sucks because we're going to have to roll with that too and deal with that. And, but I'm really like, part of me is like, I'm really excited for them to find out. I like, you know, to be like, you realize that your hate gets you absolutely nowhere, but you also hurting.
Yeah. It's one of those things. It's really, really, really fascinating to me. I foresee, this is me being a psychic. I'm not trying to say that I'm definitely Raven Simone, but the similarities are uncanny. I foresee us going back to a time, looking at history, reliving history, and when people are so greedy that they fuck it for everyone. The Great Depression is
you mean
knocking
the Gilded
on our front
Age?
Door.
The Gilded Age.
The Great Depression is knocking on our front door.
Literally is.
Victorian England, when Charles Dickens was alive and we had the whaling houses. The workhouses. That's all coming back. And everyone's going to sit there and go, I am so shocked that this happened. Because I'm dumb.
Amazon literally wants to create corporate towns.
It's crazy. Like, it's actually insane. It's one of those things that, like, I've been talking a lot about it with my husband. And it's been... Because, like, we are socialists. My husband and I are socialists. We're democratic socialists. I am not a Democrat. I'm a socialist.
Mm-hmm.
So if I ever say something and you're like, well, that seems a little extreme, he probably is.
Also,
if you're trans or if you are a minority, it wouldn't be a bad thing for you to learn how to shoot a gun and to own one legally. Just saying, protect yourself. What's that thing is that if you got a problem with my trans homies, then I'm going to identify as a fucking problem. Anyway, my point is we've been talking about it a lot, and it's been something that's been very interesting to me because there's a lot of centrists out there that we know, well, knew because we've cut them out of our life since then, that were swinger. They swing voted. Because they were mad about things like the price of milk. And I just find that really fascinating. I think it's fascinating. Again, if it was a book,
a rich
it would
guy
be
is gonna care.
A great book. We know somebody who is currently in divorce proceedings with their husband. Because their husband, they have a daughter. Okay. Mm-hmm. Their husband voted for Trump because he wanted to, and I quote, bring back men's rights.
Good for her for divorcing him. Men's right. Men always have rights. Men have the most rights. I'm so like, I'm sick
or
of
the lack
so,
of
so,
rights
so
in the room with us now.
Oh my
God. Well, thank God. God Emperor Trump has brought back men's rights. Thank goodness. I personally was devastated and concerned at my highest level that we were not going to have men's rights. My God. Good for her for divorcing him. Fuck
that
him.
One bill that one woman put out that was like the ejaculation one. Where, like, it basically that you can, you know, if you ejaculate without, like, wanting to conceive, you know, that's considered, like, you know, the basically the same thing with abortion right now. Did you hear about South Carolina's abortion ban that's going in next week?
No.
So... if you have even a miscarriage under suspicious circumstances, have an abortion.
What does that even mean?
You can have the lethal
injection.
What is
suspicious circumstances?
Any, like if it looks like, oh, it doesn't
well,
look like
mean.
This could have been
like,
a miscarriage.
What is the definition of a suspicious
it's
circumstance?
So it's so vague, but it literally says women can be up for its death penalty for it by lethal injection.
You're lying.
I'm not. It's literally going through our stuff next week. I'm going to be attending a protest for it next week.
That is literally so scary, Maria. That is so scary. Please move out of South Carolina. That's listen, the I know plan. That you're in a lesbian relationship, and so there's literally no chance that you're gonna get pregnant. But God works in mysterious ways, and much like me, who's a virgin and has had two immaculate conception children, this could happen to you, and that would be so scary.
That would be so scary. Now, like, I think the only reason why we haven't
left is because... Why did you laugh when I said I'm a virgin? I'm literally a virgin. What are you saying right now?
Yeah, I've seen the books you guys
are being gaslit. Like, this is crazy. This is abuse, everyone. And you're witnessing it happen before me. I'm not actually a virgin, for the record.
The only reason why we haven't left at this point is just because of my wife's job. Like, it's really stable. Like, and while she can work remotely, there's also this, you know, whole thing about like moving and putting that job in jeopardy. Like, if we do move, even if it's okay, you know, like people who are remote work are easily cut if they don't like live in the vicinity. And you
one
know,
of my friends works at Starbucks, like at Starbucks corporate. He's worked there for forever. Like, it's literally, he's only ever worked at Starbucks. Literally ever. And they just cut like 10,000 jobs on Tuesday. And he was literally like telling me, he was like, check in with me tomorrow and we'll find out if I still have a job.
Oh, that's so gross.
He thankfully did not lose his job. But whew.
Well, the CEO flies into work every single day.
Literally.
On his private
And they're like
jet.
Making new rules that like to work at corporate, you have to live in Seattle. And so they're just terminating the entire remote work system.
That's crazy. I like how Starbucks like thinks they're like really good and tasty, but like you have all these like small like businesses that it tastes even better than theirs. Like, it's like, guys,
yeah,
they're really not that great.
I don't even want to get on my fucking pedestal about Starbucks. They used to be actually a pretty good company, like, for how they treated their employees. And, like, I don't want to, like, talk too much shit because, like, I don't want to get my friend in risk because he's a huge part of my life and it would be pretty easy to track down who it was if you weren't ready. They used to be a really good company for how they treated their employees. Like, they genuinely did. And there's been some major changes since COVID that are not so good.
These people, like the ultra rich, they're just getting
millionaires.
Like, I don't understand. They could be doing so much for like humanity and help. It's like they watched Star Wars and was like, you know what? Vader's cool. I just want to be Vader.
They literally watched Star Wars and they were like, actually, I think the Senate is the good guys. I think they might be the good guys. These people that are like super up J.K. Rowling's asshole because they just are like,
I hate her
so
much.
That was my
much.
Favorite part about our little post that we did that blew up and continues to blow up on the internet, which I know we have our likes hidden, but just know this, it's got more likes than we have followers, which is crazy. And also for anybody who found us because of that and they're listening now, XOXO, Gossip Girl, thanks for being a real one. This one particular person who left a shitty comment and like continues to be like, I don't want politics affecting me, but like won't delete her comment while people are like ripping her to shreds. And like, anyway, she's stupid, but she's like, I don't care about either side. But then in her bio, it says hashtag I stand with J.K. Rowling. Like, you're dumb as fuck. Girl, you're dumb as shit. And I know that you're a girl when I say that because you got that dumbass shit in your fucking bio. You don't believe in trans people. And I can see with my eyes that you're a woman.
I just think it's crazy. Like,
fucking loser.
I even said
fucking
this in one
loser.
Of the comments. Like, blaming trans women, blaming minorities when the, like, number one perpetrator of harm is cis white men. Like,
well, you know what's really interesting? What is really interesting to me is that the majority of our immigrants that are here illegally did not hop a border. They came here by getting visas, work visas, to work on farms in different parts of the country. Mm-hmm. And then the people who own, and when I say farm, I mean Farmers Run America. These are like corporations like Tyson and Monsanto. So like take that into consideration. Mm-hmm. Not like saying all people who own farms are evil before somebody mm-hmm. fucking tries to be like that. Anyway, they come here legally on a work visa to work in these like massive corporation farms, dairies, etc. And then that company who owns it moves them to a different location. Like, because they'll house them and everything, moves mm-hmm. them to a different location, and then says, actually, we're not going to renew your visa, and I'm going to pay you $2 an hour. And that's how that works.
Completely legal. So gross.
And so they came here legally, mm-hmm. and they've been forced into a situation, and it's really evil.
It's modern-day slave labor. It really is. It
100% is.
Yep.
And then these people are like, let's get the illegals out of here. And it's like, well.
And then they'll go to the like grocery store. What if we held
the rich white guys accountable who are fucking making them illegal?
Yeah, who are just like gaining like crazy ass profits. But then those people who are complaining about it will go to the grocery store and just be like, what happened? Why is there no food? And it's like, come on. Like, you are so stupid. You are, like...
You are crazy dumb.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
You're crazy stupid, actually, and dumb.
Oh my God.
Okay, we should probably wrap this up. If you stuck with us for this entire episode while we just tangented again, I want to say thank you. You're a real one. If you shut this off before you got this far, you'll never know. But just so you know, like, it's pretty privileged to get to tap out of politics.
So, seriously.
Something to consider, perhaps. So that being said, thank you guys so much for joining us this episode for Coffee Talk. We will see you next week for one of our regular episodes where we will be back to talking about witchcraft, your favorite mm-hmm. topic and why we're all here. You can check out our website for the links to our submission forms or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us a voicemail at 351-207-0799. If you want to tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think that the community would love to hear.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, a special part two exclusive episode, have a spill of the month box, and a Discord. But we will see you guys next time.
Yeah, love you. Right. Bye.
Bye.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.